It's been an emotional week for Cal State Channel Island student Isaac Lopez. It's not heavy homework or tests that have the 18-year-old worried. It's the results of the presidential election and what a new administration could potentially mean for undocumented U.S. residents.
I'm from L.A., but I am undocumented, so I came from Mexico.
The CSUCI freshman is one of California's college students nicknamed a dreamer. They're among the undocumented students who've lived in the U.S. since before they turned 16 and have done well enough in schools to otherwise qualify for in-state tuition and state financial aid to attend a UC, Cal State, or community college. Lopez says despite his legal status, California is his home.
I came here in January 2001. It's always been my home. It's what I know, basically. It is what I know, and this is home. I consider this home.
Lopez was one of hundreds of students and faculty members who gathered on the Cal State Channel Islands campus for a forum sponsored by a student group known as CI Dreamers. Christy Taranishi Martinez is a CSUCI psychology professor who's also director of the university's Center for Multicultural Engagement.
They've undergone a lot of stress, fear, anger, disbelief, but it's all over the place.
She says the students are trying to figure out how Trump's campaign talk might translate into impacts on undocumented residents.
There's a lot of fear that they're experiencing, not knowing, you know, was it just locker room talk? You know, was it he just saying things just to get people riled up and to push people's buttons, or he was just talking off the top of his head? So the students are very fearful, you know, whether or not they're going to be, them and their families are going to be deported.
The forum on immigration-related issues was actually planned before the election, but given the results, took on a new importance for those who attended. Sadas Beth Soto Fabian is another one of the Cal State Channel Islands dreamers.
We're trying to have a better future and follow our paths, go beyond our parents.
Soto Fabian says aside from the new concerns stemming from Donald Trump's election, events like this are important because the laws surrounding legal status and the DREAM Act, which is AB 540, can be confusing.
DACA is the permission to be here for 2 years without deportation, and a work permit, which comes with a social. AB 540 is totally something else. We're not eligible for federal grants. That's where California DREAM Act comes in, where it's something from California. We get California money. We're not able to receive federal money.
But one of the most important things stemming from this event was giving students facing the same concerns and fears the chance to talk with each other. Yesenia Garcia, who's a junior at Cal State Channel Islands, is president of the CI Dreamers group.
It's been tough. It was a big shocker, and it did cause a lot of emotion.
Some students say Donald Trump hit nerves during the campaign with his comments about deportations and building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Even though he later toned down some of his comments about Latinos, it's still a sensitive issue for many.
In my community, the Latino community, if I may speak for them, kind of dug into them. What he said dug into them really deeply. And for him saying sorry isn't enough. They want to see action. They really want to see that he won't deport millions of immigrants, that he won't take away DACA. He won't take away this dream from their kids. Because that's most of the reason why they came here, was because of their kids and to give them a better future. Actions speak more than words. A sorry isn't a sorry unless you take action for it.
But Cal State Channel Island student Isaac Lopez says regardless of how many people feel, Trump is going to be president. He's hopeful that much of the campaign talk on immigration will turn out to be nothing more than efforts by a candidate to grab some votes.
He is our president, and what he decides to do with DACA, of course, and what our citizenship is going to be, if we're allowed this permit or if we're not allowed this permit, it's really going to be up to him. To me, the whole point is to not give up. We have survived many, many things before.
And many of these students admit it's hard to stay focused on school with this issue looming in the background, especially with more than 2 months still before the new president takes office. At Cal State Channel Islands, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.